I've talked of feeling, and I've talked of the importance of doing a thing when you feel that it's a good thing, when you can enjoy doing it. But I want to underline and to emphasize the importance of being also practical in your idealism. Always think what will work and how to make it work best. We have to realize that we are living in a material world, and although the scientists have discovered that matter is energy, nevertheless, to our perception, it's still matter, and we have to deal with material realities as they are until we can muster the consciousness to make them something else. So whenever you do a thing, try to think whether it would really work. In this community that I founded, there were books written on different communities at the time that said that this community didn't have enough idealism. It was too willing to compromise with necessity. Well, all the communities that those books praised have since failed. And this community has grown to a point far beyond those practices which those books considered the ideal. But we reached that level of idealism and the materialization of idealism by taking those practical steps that were necessary in order to reach there, rather than leaping in one jump from where we were to the conclusion we hope to reach, the goal we hope to reach. And this is what we have to understand. It's an axiom of biology that nature never makes sudden leaps, nor does human nature. Usually you have to lead people gradually, you have to lead yourself gradually from wherever you are, through a series of steps and experiences, adjust yourself to this experience before you can go on. It's like mountain climbing. People who climb Mount Everest never go all the way to the top. They have to reach a certain level and then let their bodies adjust to the rare atmosphere before they can go still higher and adjust still more. And only then are they able to keep going to those heights which otherwise they'd never be able to survive. And in our search for actualizing our ideas, for fulfilling our life dreams, we have to realize that between here and that oasis is a lot of ground to walk. And that ground has to be an adjustment, in attunement with the actualities of our situation. For example, well, to talk again about this community, there were, and to a certain extent there still are, things that we wanted very much to do, but that wouldn't bring income that would make it possible to survive so that we could continue doing them. So we couldn't do them yet. We had to first do things that would help us to earn the money in order to make those things possible. Well, in that case, we kept in mind always the ideal, and these were means of achieving those ideals. They were honorable means, perfectly justifiable on every level, but we would rather have done that, and now we are doing that. And there are a lot of things we still would rather do, but that we can't do yet because it isn't time yet. We haven't got the potential, or we haven't got the people, or whatever it might be. We have to wait till that moment when that is possible. Now, what I've seen almost usually among people who have great dreams is that they don't want the unpleasant task of taking all those necessary intermediate steps to reach those dreams, to actualize them. A thing that I've even observed is that people are almost, these sort of dreamer mentalities, are almost more offended by practical things that actually work. They'd rather leave it on that lovely, misty level of possibility where all sorts of dreams are possible, rather than the actuality where one thing has actually been accomplished. One of the people from our community went to a community's conference a few years ago, and at that conference wanted to talk about, she'd been invited to go and talk about the things that we have learned in our community, the things that we've done, and how we have overcome specific problems. But people didn't want that. They wanted to hear about somebody who had just put the down payment on 20 acres of land with the idea of someday starting a community and all the lovely things that he would do with that community, ecology and all sorts of lovely things. But it was only a down payment on a piece of property. Who knows if he's even paid off that property after 10 years. But the funny thing is that that's what people wanted to hear about, because it seemed sort of up in the air. It seemed, oh, the infinite is possible. Whereas an actual thing working, people with too much, who live too much in their ideas, are not practical people. People who live too much in their ideals almost resent practicality. Well, but they are not the people who actualize their ideas. Those people who are really successful in the new ways that we're talking about are dreamers, yes, but they also have their feet on the ground. It reminds me of something I read about Dostoevsky, who used to write with his feet in a tub of water in order to keep his body, his consciousness, down to this world. Otherwise, dealing with ideas, he would sort of go off into, or be tempted to go off into, some sort of abstraction. Well, this is the sort of thing I'm talking about, that we must learn to be practical in our idealism. We must learn to work with the laws of money, of human nature. We can't wish that people were other than they are. They simply are what they are. Work with that. And if you can learn that and still keep hold of your ideals and hold of your dream, your vision, then there is very little that will be able to stop you from finally succeeding.